This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد, we know from the hadith of Ibn Abbas رضي الله عنهما that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم was generous anyway, but in Ramadan he became super generous, like a nourishing wind, as he said. My brothers and sisters, the key to this is to remove the word charity from our mind and replace it with the word investment. The reason is very simple. Charity is to give out without getting any return. Net loss, net outflow. This always has a cap on it, always has a limit to this. There's only so much charity that one can do. Even if you are the most charitable person in the world, when all your wealth is finished, you will be incapable of giving charity. But if you replace this word with the word investment, then the whole perspective changes. In investment, there is an outflow, but with the outflow, there is an inflow, which is multiples of the outflow. If I give $10 or 10 rupees in charity, it's 10 rupees gone. If I invest the 10 rupees and I get a double 100% return, I get 20 rupees in return. If I invest $10 and I get a 10 times return, then I get $100 in return. Now, face this. Which is better? Losing $10 or investing $10 and getting $100? 700 times, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, the charity which you give, the one who spends one unit in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is like him planting a seed from which a corn plant grows, which has 7 years and each year has 100 grains. So 1 is to 700 and then Allah said, وَيُضَعِفُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ, and Allah will increase that as much as he wishes. Which is better? And that is why, if we replace the word charity with the word investment, we will have the right perspective of what it means to give in the path of Allah. And then give and give and give, knowing that what you give and what we invest is safe with the one who has control over everything, and we will get it back from him when we meet him in multiples of what we spent. We will get it here and we will get it in the Akhirah, inshaAllah. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.